Ah, fantastic. And you know, it is the greatest privilege to be able to speak to you this morning about the good news, about what we believe, about what makes us, you know, what we believe as Christians. It's just because it is good news. And I cannot help but talk about it without getting excited, because it is exciting. And sometimes we can forget just how exciting it is. But it is real reason to celebrate, to have a party, to be loud, to shout, to rejoice. And it's funny because when we came in this morning, we were having difficulty connecting to the Wi-Fi, to the internet. And there are many different ways to tell the story of what we believe, the good news about Jesus. But this morning, I'm going to be talking about it from the perspective of connection to the internet. Now, I have here an old tablet, an old iPad. Other makes are available. Now, we visited my auntie just the other day, and as usual, my kids, the first thing my kids will often do if we go to somewhere new is it's not long before somebody asks, do you have Wi-Fi? And what is your Wi-Fi code? In fact, Mark asked me this morning, what's the Wi-Fi code for church? You know, and we look, often this day and age, one of the first things we look for is there Wi-Fi, and how can I forget connect to it? And, you know, many people find it quite hard to live without connecting to the internet these days. And what's the worst thing that can happen when you're in your house, Reuben? What's the worst thing that can happen? No, Wi-Fi! The connection is lost! The connection is lost, it goes down, you're disconnected, or you have a poor connection and everything buffers and it's really slow, yeah? And I want you to imagine this morning as I tell you about the good news. Because I want you to imagine as we talk about the good news this morning that this tablet or any device that needs connection to the internet, a smart device like this, I want to imagine imagine this is you or us, okay? And imagine that God is like the internet. And we need that connection because the first thing that we believe is we believe that the Bible is inspired by God. And it tells the true story about God, about human beings, and about the world that we live in. And this story tells us how humans lost their connection with God and how connection can be restored. Now, I know that a lot of you get excited about restored connections to the internet, so I hope you can get even more excited about restored connection to God this morning, because losing connection to God is far worse than losing connection to the internet. So, in this story, we meet the main character, the one true God of the universe. And we meet the one true God of the universe in three different ways. As God, our Father, who made us and cares for us. As God, the Son, who we know as Jesus, who is God come to this earth as a human being to rescue us. How crazy is that? Jesus, fully God, completely God, completely man, completely human at the same time, while at the same time God the Father is still in the whole universe so that they're able to communicate with each other. Wow. Incredible. And then finally, we meet God as God the Holy Spirit, God's invisible presence who comes to live with human beings. So, that sets the stage. And God makes a beautiful world and makes human beings with a special connection. Imagine like super fast fiber broadband. Okay, God makes human beings with a special connection between God and man so that we could look after this world in partnership together. And the first humans, however, were tricked by a mysterious creature into believing that they knew better than God and could rule the world better their own way. And the connection with God was lost. It was broken. The Wi-Fi is down. The connection with God was broken. It was lost. And humans were separated from God. And a consequence of the connection being lost was death. Since human beings were no longer connected properly to the source of life itself, God. Human beings are born into a world where there is no good connection. And we are incapable of restoring the connection on our own. We can't do it. We carry on believing that we know better than God. And we continue to ruin God's good world, filling it with death and pain. But thankfully, God knew that humans would choose to cut their connection to him and that it would destroy them and the good world. God had a rescue plan to restore connectivity. Good news? The God of the universe, who made the world and everything in it, was born as a human baby. Jesus showed us what life was supposed to look like with a super fast connection to God restored as it was supposed to be in the beginning. Then Jesus did something incredible that allowed us to be reconnected. He allowed himself to die in our place, paying the price for the lost connection that we owed. And then Jesus offered us his perfect connection in exchange for our broken ones, so that we could be reconnected to our perfect God. I think that deserves a hallelujah. Yeah? Amen. But the story doesn't end there. In an incredible twist, Jesus didn't stay dead. He came back to life. He showed he had defeated death, the ultimate disconnection, and defeated its cause, and proved that he would do the same for everyone who followed him. Yeah? Good news. Accepting Jesus' gift of his life in exchange for ours is the only way we can be reconnected to God again. And before we can accept this free gift of super fast Wi-Fi connection to God, we need to ask God for forgiveness. And humbly accept that God knows best and that we need that connection with God. We need to admit it. And once we're reconnected with God through accepting and following Jesus, God sends his Holy Spirit, God's invisible presence, to help us connect more and more like Jesus. With the Holy Spirit's help, we are not doomed to a poor connection, but are free to make choices that help our connection get better and better and better. And this creates in us an attitude of pure love towards God, towards humans, and towards the world that God has put us in. Yeah? Fantastic. But you may have noticed this world is still messed up. And that is because the whole earth doesn't have its connection with God restored. You see, when human beings cut the connection with God, they also cut the connection for the whole of creation. The whole of creation lost that full and proper connection with God as it was intended to be. And Jesus has promised, as it says up there, I am coming soon. Jesus has promised he will come back again one day and bring everybody who has ever lived back to life. And when this happens, everyone who accepted the gift of the restored superfast connection will be given a perfect connection forever. They will partner with God to look after a perfectly connected world and enjoy God's awesomeness forever. Isn't that something to look forward to? I'm looking forward to enjoying God's awesomeness together with you all. Sadly, those who chose to refuse the gift to be reconnected because they still believe they know better than God will be fully disconnected from God and life forever. And that is why it is our job to tell everyone about the gift. You know, if you went and told somebody that you could get them free Wi-Fi, be connected, they'd love that. This is better than that. This is better than a free Wi-Fi connection. This is free connection to the God of the universe who made us. And through that connection, it's only through that connection that we can be who we were truly made to be. It's only through that connection that we can truly look after the world that we were put in charge of. It's only through that connection that we can truly love each other and truly love the one we were made to be connected to. And God would like everybody to be reconnected to him. Amen. That is the good news. That is what we believe. That is what unites us. And we're just going to watch a quick 1 minute video now by Lecrae, who's just going to sum it up for us.
So just rap.
Yeah.
Alright. I can't offer you nothing, but your care and kindness keeps coming. And your love is so unconditional, I get butterflies in my stomach. I got the old me in the rear view, got a new me, got a clear view. I was so dead I couldn't hear you, too deep in sin to come near you. But you drew me in, clean me up, take me home, beam me up. Before you do, just let me tell the truth and let these folks know that I done seen your love and it's everlasting, infinite. It goes on and on, you can't measure it, you can't quench his love, you can't separate us from the love of God, there's no estimate. My faith looked the same. My frame ain't rearranged, but I'm changed. I promise I ain't the same. Your love so deep, you suffered and took pain. Died on a cross to give us a new name. Nothing like I seen before. I got a beam and glow. I was low down and dirty, but you clean me, Lord. You adopted me. You keep rocking me. I'ma tell the world it ain't nobody stopping me.
I want to say in closing, we are going to sing the creed, because that is singing what we believe. Yeah? We're going to sing what we believe by singing the creed in a moment. To close, but before I do, I want to say if there is anybody here who has heard that message for the first time this morning, and or maybe that message you've heard it before and this morning it has hit you in a fresh and new way this morning, and maybe you've decided I want to be reconnected to God, well, congratulations, because the good news is that God wants to reconnect to you. So I would like to invite you, if you feel that way, just invite you to reconnect to God this morning, to tell him you want to reconnect. And maybe you might like to come and talk to me about it afterwards. That would be really fantastic. For those of you who are thinking of becoming members in the church, if you agree with what we just spoke about, then your first step to becoming a member is complete. So congratulations. And for all of you old members, don't forget your first love. Keep Jesus in the center, as we all do, but just challenge, you know, that when it comes to remembering what we believe, remember the good news is the center. There might be other little things that we, you know, little issues that people talk about and argue about, but it is the good news about Jesus that is the important bit. Amen. Let's sing what we believe right now and hand over to Faith.